what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 25th, 2017, start of a brand new week of insanity. It just seems that as time goes on, things are just getting a little bit wacko out there. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We always do coming in from the weekend here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, supposedly, according to some stories I saw in the corporate media, last Saturday was the rapture. So if you're hearing this broadcast, you didn't make it. Just something to sort of keep a perspective on what's going on around here. Actually, I understand that at the last second, this David Mead, this prophet, said rapture's been postponed, which is a real shame because I was looking forward to all those free houses and cars and everything. Getting on to the war zones, obviously Korea is a huge mess. Everybody's thumping their chest. Nobody's actually doing anything, which is a good thing here. Article out of Political Wire asking, is Trump all talk on North Korea? Because nothing is really being done yet, thankfully. And is he just playing to his own supporters, trying to be the war president they all want him to be, even though we, the American people, want exactly the opposite? And the reality is, everything that he's doing is largely symbolic. Now, as you know, he came out with a new version of the travel ban, banning travel from specific countries. No, it's not based on religion, it's specific countries. And this time, North Korea was added to the list. Oh, horror of horrors, there's a travel ban against North Korea. Not really. Hardly anybody from North Korea comes to the United States. There's really not much point in banning them other than it's another way for Donald Trump to hurl an insult at Kim Jong-un and North Korea. It's not really going to have any kind of an effect on anything. Now, as you know, the foreign minister of North Korea came on out earlier today and said that as far as North Korea is concerned, the United States is declaring war on North Korea. With all this talk about annihilating the entire country and all the rest of that. And so apparently White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, this is absurd. We have not declared war on North Korea. That's absurd, you know. And I'm starting to wonder, did she not see Trump's United Nations speech? Because it certainly sounded belligerent and warlike to me. And this is where that authorization for the use of military force comes back to bite the U.S. government credibility. Because Congress hasn't declared war officially for a very, very long time. It's just whoever the president wants to go after, and it sounds like Trump wants to go after North Korea. So I think from the point of view of North Korea, yeah, it definitely sounded like Trump was declaring war on North Korea. But the official White House statement is that that's absurd. You know, North Korea is going to make the first move, even if we have to have a false flag to make it look that way. Meanwhile, after Iran's test-firing a ballistic missile that supposedly can hold multiple warheads, which implies that they're getting ready for the end of the P5+1 deal, and Trump is out there saying that obviously Iran and North Korea, they're in cahoots together. They're helping each other out. How dare they do that? And he's also dragging in Russia and China, saying Russia and China are secretly helping North Korea with their missiles and their nuclear warheads. He's trying to create this image of an us, the good guys, versus all of these other countries he wants to invade, the bad guys, the axis of unpleasantness or whatever he's going to call them. So he's out there just casting this wide net, and again, no evidence to support any of this. It's just huge. Now, the North Korean foreign minister, when he was out there saying that it looks like the U.S. is trying to declare war on North Korea, came on out and said that North Korea has a right to shoot down all these U.S. bombers that are flying along their coastline and coastal waters, even if they're not technically in their airspace. And your first reaction might be, well, no, you can't do that, international airspace and so forth and so on. But don't forget, the U.S. government's heavy investment in what are called standoff-launched munitions. U.S. bombers don't have to be over someplace to bomb it. They can drop a guided bomb or a missile from way, way out and have it fly on in. That's how they did Iraq during Operation Desert Storm. The F-117s went on in with laser designators to pinpoint the targets, and heavy bombers flying outside of Iraq dropped these munitions that followed those laser beams in to hit their targets. Israel's playing the same game with Syria. They're attacking Syria from within Lebanon's airspace, which has prompted a complaint by Lebanon that Israel is not respecting their sovereignty. So North Korea does have a legitimate right to be concerned about all these practice bombing missions that the U.S. and South Korea and Japan are doing along their borders, because these countries can, in fact, inflict damage on North Korea from outside North Korea's borders with these standoff launch munitions. Now, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is out there saying that they are now preparing to give Trump options if the provocations continue. And again, it seems to get a very strange definition of provocations. You don't see North Korean bombers flying along our borders. You don't see North Korean warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico or off the coast of California. So who is it who's really being provocative here? But they're out there basically saying that if North Korea does not stop these provocative actions, we will provide options to the president. Well, these options may be limited, because as we've mentioned before, there are limits to what U.S. weapons can do. And I'm not even talking about the latest weapons that are just overpriced junk like the F-22 and F-35. The reality is that our anti-ballistic missile doctrine is built around a model of defending the targets. And we have heard both Japan and the United States say repeatedly, if North Korea tests any more missiles, we'll shoot down the test missiles. Want to know why they haven't done it? They can't. They can't. That last test that North Korea shot over the island of Hokkaido was 475 miles altitude. It was out in space. THAAD can't reach it there. The standard missiles carried on the Aegis cruisers can't hit it there. They're all designed to operate inside the atmosphere. So in point of fact, they can't hit the missiles. And even more alarming stories coming out of Asia Times saying that North Korea's missiles could reach Chicago, and it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to stop them. The Hwasong-14 can even reach the East Coast, and U.S. anti-missile defenses probably couldn't shoot it down. Now, remember that whole strategic defense initiative that Reagan came up with about how they borrowed and spent all this money for all these demonstrations about all these amazing space-based weapons that were going to prevent a nuclear attack? The reality is nothing usable came out of all that R&D. In fact, a lot of people are saying it was just a bluff to get the Russians to spend more money and bankrupt their country on military spending, which is what our government is now doing to the United States of America. So the reality is, I mean, look back at the first, actually the second Iraq war, not the first one where they went in through Kuwait and they stopped short of Baghdad, but the second one, where Iraq was firing these Scud missiles at Israel, and the Patriot batteries were not able to intercept them. We were told at the time 90% success rate. Well, if you shoot 10 nuclear weapons at somebody and one gets through, what's the point of that 90% success rate? As it turned out, the success rate was a lot lower, and in the event of the use of biological weapons, even if you hit that incoming missile, it's still going to come down on your territory. So it's not as clean as the propaganda would suggest to you. Now, over in Russia, Sergei Lavrov is saying at this point the U.S. will not attack North Korea because North Korea has reached that threshold. They have missiles that can reach the United States of America. They absolutely do have nuclear weapons. And the U.S. does not attack countries that have nuclear weapons. That's the whole point of a nuclear deterrent, to convince the United States or other imperialistic conquering powers to leave you the heck alone. Meanwhile, South Korea has launched their own military buildup. They want to match North Korea, and they're going to start building their own nuclear-powered submarines and launching their own spy satellites to counter the North Korea threat. And it's amazing to look at all of this and realize it was only 6 years ago when the Koreas were talking about reunification. And then the U.S. gets involved, and they're back to hating each other all over. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Why would they waste a warhead on Chicago or Detroit? They're already, like, looks like the bombs went off there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the idea is just that they can reach the United States, and we ought to be cognizant of that.
Hey, Mike, what's your take on that earthquake in North Korea, the 4.3?
Well, I think it was probably a botched test. I know that China says that they think it was some kind of an explosion, very weak compared to the last one. For some reason, South Korea is saying they think it was just a very, very shallow earthquake. And it's entirely possible that mountain where they've been testing North Korea's nuclear weapons is now very unstable. There may have been a massive landslide or a cave-in. Because remember, when you test a nuclear bomb underground, it creates this gigantic void. And if that were to collapse, you might get what looked like a shallow earthquake there. So we don't really know. If it was some kind of a warhead test, it fizzled. It didn't work.
Hey, Mike, I want to just ask your listeners, is North Korea, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Russia, China not allowing you to go to the store every day or go to work every day or live your lives every day? No, they're not. It's your own government that's taxing you to death, that outsources your jobs, that bails out the rich bankers and Wall Street and sends you the bill. So this whole thing about, you know, this aggressive of these other countries, while your own government lies to you, the Clintons, the Bushes, the McCains, the Lindsey Grahams, the whole group, the liberal media, you know, the sports stars, and the actors and actresses, you know, not all of them, but most of them, you know, these are the real threat. I want to explain this to people. This whole sports thing also, like with the not standing for the national, people got to realize the United States is like, it's a country with a flag. It's a piece of dirt with a flag. You can be good or bad. There's no such thing as a country that's good or bad. It's a blank, neutral country. And whoever occupies it, either it's citizenry, dumbed down or not, and the government. It's the government that's your country, create. You know, it basically makes your country good or bad. And I hate to say this, but this country is not the good guy no more. We haven't been the good guy. You know, and you know, I'm drawn with this flag flap. You know, on one hand, it's disrespectful, but on the other hand, I understand because there's a lot of problems we got here. And there's certain people that like these problems. They wanted this, the divide and conquer strategy. You know, we talked about that before. I just want people to think about this. You know, it's like, your government's done a lot of bad things, and unfortunately, they represent your country that you're living in.
Unfortunately, yeah, they do set the tone of the nation. It's very clear that the American people really have lost control of our own country. Last year's massive election fraud has pretty much proved it. We all know the government is lying to us to start all these wars. We know the corporate media lies about everything except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not all that good on the weather, especially with this confirmation bias to sell us human-caused global warming. But absolutely, ordinary people can get along just fine. It is governments that get us into these wars of conquest to make themselves rich, and we're not the good guys. We haven't been for quite some time. Of course, we're told we're the good guys coming out of the two previous world wars because we were on the winning side, and the winning side gets to write the history books. That's no longer true in the age of the internet and the independent media. As far as all these athletes and actors and celebrities who are getting on board the war wagon, they just want to be in with the ins. They're very willing to basically sell out their own private opinions on the war. Just because they get invited to the big shows, and they get invited to halftime shows at the Super Bowl and the rest of it. And it really is a bunch of nonsense when these celebrities get on up there and lend their celebrity status to the war party just because they think it's going to help their career a little bit. And unfortunately, that is true. Anybody who doesn't go along with the government's agenda, their career gets destroyed. Look at what the FBI did to actress Jean Seberg back in the 1960s, destroyed her career and drove her to suicide because she was in favor of civil rights at a time when the Nixon White House really wanted to keep black-white relations stirred up and hostile.
Well, they don't care, though, Mike. They send your kids, the kids off to die in war, your husband, your wives, your kids. They come back crippled, dead. They go to the VA and they get treated like crap. They don't care, Mike. They don't care. And, you know, and Mike, you know, we're headed, Mike. We're fracturing right now. It's getting worse out there. I mean, it's not getting any better. Every year it seems like it's just getting worse. And, like, you know, with this flag flaps another, you know, and then you're going to have the people coming out encouraging it. You know, that's why this is not going to end, Mike. It's not going to end well. You know, like, that's where we're headed, Mike.
I think this flag flap is just another attempt to find a way to divide Americans against each other. And I'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show when we get into that segment.
And I just want to say one more thing about the Russian Lieutenant General. Rest in peace. You know, like the one that got killed from the artillery attack.
We should say that to all of them. Everybody who's died. I mean, estimates are that the United States government has killed somewhere between 20 and 30 million people since the end of World War II.
Yep, we're not the good guy no more. I hate to tell people, there ain't no Batman, there ain't no Superman, there ain't no Wonder Woman coming to help. That's
nope.
It, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Apparently, the U.S.-led coalition had another airstrike near Raqqa that killed 84 civilians. Human Rights Watch is saying the U.S. isn't taking any precautions. They're just going for the targets they want to go at, and if there's civilians standing around, they're going to get killed. And this last one, they had 84 civilians, 30 children. And the U.S. is not taking any precautions to minimize civilian casualties. It's total war out there. Now, Sergey Lavrov is once again trying to remind everybody in the world that the U.S. bases in Syria are illegal. Now, Pompeo is out there trying to claim that the Russian presence in Syria is an attempt to stick it to the U.S. In reality, the Russian presence in Syria is because the Syrian government asked Russia for a partnership in the fight against jihadi terrorism, and Russia agreed to provide this assistance. The United States has not been invited into Syria by the Syrian government. The U.S. presence in Syria is illegal under international law. The United States does not have the permission either from Syria or from the United Nations to be there. It's just naked aggression. And at this point, it's almost like they're completely giving up the pretense that they're there to get the terrorists. Now, Israel's justice minister is out there saying if Putin wants to survive, he needs to keep his military forces out of Syria. And they're wagging their finger mightily at Russia. Now, again, Syria asked Russia to come to their country. Russia agreed. It is a negotiation between two nation states that is really none of Israel's business. But Israel understands as long as Russia is assisting the government of Syria, then Syria is going to be back under the control of the Syrian government. It almost is totally now. It's only a matter of time before the rest of these terrorists, U.S.-backed jihadis, are swept out of there. Meanwhile, Russia has deployed an advanced model of a medium-range surface-to-air missile system in central Syria. It was stationed in Hama province. They're now relocating it. And they're sending a message to the U.S., don't come in and try and bomb unilaterally. We'll be back after these few words. Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have to say I share Dustin's same frustration, the arrogance of my nation, my country, my government, not the people. It doesn't represent the people, but the government. And when was the last time you ever heard any other country say collateral damage, justify the innocent death, just saying, oh, well, it was just collateral damage? We use that all the time, and that just burns me up, that that's accepted. And I even hear people say, oh, well, that's what happens when you try to, you bring democracy, and I'm thinking, you're not bringing democracy. Nation building, this has nothing to do with democracy. If you want to bring democracy or influence democracy in another nation, another country, you do it by treating your own people good and by example. You don't invade them.
That's a very, very good point.
Yeah,
it's a very, very good point. The fact of the matter is that virtually every U.S. intervention since the end of World War II has been sold to the American people under this idea that we're bringing these people democracy, but the result has never been democratic. It's always been totalitarian dictatorships with the pretense of democracy, like the Shah of Iran or the dictator Pinochet down in Chile. The United States isn't really interested in democracy either abroad or even in this country. Look at the massive election fraud. We're in the same situation. We're under a dictatorship that goes through this pageant, if you will, to make it look like we have elections. And except for the occasional upset like Donald Trump last year, for the most part, the elections are decided, again, as Stalin said, by those who are counting the ballots.
I agree. Hey, I'm in my last days of California life here, moving down to God's waiting room. So I just, I am very happy I'm leaving the sanctuary state. But I do have one economic question for you. And Ron McDonald and I were talking one night about where does all the money go, the revenues, you know, the registration, licensure, and all that stuff. Where does all the auto registration money, where does that go?
Well, in theory, it's to fund the Department of Motor Vehicles, and anything that's left over goes into the highway fund. But we know California has a bad habit of just spending the money wherever they feel they want to at the moment. I remember when California came in with the lottery, and it was sold to the voters in that it was going to mean more money for our schools. And when the lottery finally started up, the state of California cut the education budget by the expected amount of money that was coming in from the lottery. So the education system did not benefit from it one tiny bit, and California's government had more money to spend on things like, oh, well, like illegal immigrants and other snowflake-type stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple kids show up at my door a couple days ago wanting me to buy a raffle ticket so they can buy equipment for school, and it burns me up because I'm saying, where's the fuel tax going? It's not going to the roads. It's not going to the schools. There is so much thievery going on out here in California, and it's all behind me now here pretty soon. Any day now, I'm out of here, but I feel bad for the good people who do have to stay here and live here because they're stealing us blind out here. They are thieving so much, looking for new taxes.
You want to know where the money is going, of course, is to the bankers to pay the interest on all the money they borrowed recklessly in the past. That's why our nation is dying on the vine despite the high taxes. Most of it is just going to pay the interest on this out-of-control national and state debts.
Well, that's it for me, Mike. Next time I'll be talking to you, it'll be down in Florida.
All right, fabulous. I look forward to that. And we've got a couple more callers on the line, but we're coming up on a commercial break. So I'm going to put them off until we come on back here. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry has released aerial photos showing U.S. special ops at ISIS positions in Syria. They are working together, and Russia is now accusing the U.S. of providing safe passage to their U.S.-backed forces into Deir Azor right through the ISIS positions. Remember when the U.S. said, well, we're supporting the rebels who are against ISIS and al-Qaeda? No, they're all working together. They're back to that situation of wanting to find some way to get Bashar al-Assad. And at this point, I hope he's taking personal precautions, because the only option left for the United States right now is a decapitation strike against Bashar al-Assad and possibly Kim Jong-un as well. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, the thing about Trump, it's still amazing to me. When he was running for president, the way I had him figured was, well, here's a guy that has nothing to lose. He owes nothing to anybody in Washington. That's the way I looked at it. He owes nothing to anybody, and he'll just do the right thing, which is no mystery what doing the right thing would be. It would be throwing Hillary Clinton and some of the other criminals in jail,
yeah,
and prosecuting them. And instead, and also it would have been a rapprochement or whatever you want to call it, making friends with Russia, which he hinted at in the first place, too.
And China. He said he was going to go back to being friends with China.
Right. He was going to be friends with everybody, and instead, once he got in, he turned into just he's a puppet. Somebody's running him. I don't know. Somebody's pulling his strings. I don't know how this happened exactly. They threatened to kill him, and he's afraid, or exactly what happened. But it turned out to be totally the opposite of what I thought was going to happen in the first place.
Well, we went through that same exercise with Barack Obama as well. He campaigned on stopping the wars his first day in office, and it never happened. And yeah, I think at this point we understand that candidates lie to get elected. They actually think it is an exercise in freedom of speech to be able to lie to you to get your vote. I disagree. The First Amendment is there to protect the truth, not to protect lies and liars. But for whatever reason, as you say, they may have threatened to kill him. They may have shown him the films from Dealey Plaza and said, we can kill a president whenever we want to. We can get away with it, too. Or they could have threatened his family. We do know that his view of the world is heavily filtered by his advisors. Chief of Staff Kelly is like trying to keep Representative Rohrbach from getting to Donald Trump with information that undermines that whole Russia hacking the DNC email myth. We know that the CIA actually lied to Donald Trump, saying they had ironclad evidence that Assad gassed those people at Idlib, even though the story absolutely made no sense whatsoever. And I have to wonder, does Donald Trump not have his own computer where he can go out on the Internet and look at stuff, or are the Internet feeds into the White House that heavily filtered?
Well, they say he does not cruise the Internet. He never has. That's what I've heard, read somewhere. So I don't know. He watches TV. I guess he just turned out to be just basically he's just a big dummy is what he is. He's not that smart. He knows how to
He may not be cruising the Internet now, but he certainly was during the campaign, because all of the hot button issues that he hit that built his base, throwing Hillary in prison, ending the wars, all the rest of that was stuff that was in the independent media. It was never on the corporate media. The corporate media was there protecting Hillary Clinton. But he knew that the American people wanted her thrown in jail. The only place he could have gotten that was from here on the Internet and the independent media. So he used to surf the Internet, and maybe they've got him so busy now that he can't. But for whatever reason, we did not get the Donald Trump we voted for.
Well, they got rid of the guys that were telling him the stuff, Bannon and Manafort and Roger Stone. They're not even be able to get talk to him anymore. So it's a bad thing. When you got these 3- and 4-star generals, those guys, they're just about crazy. They when they get that high of a rank. I was in the military myself for a long time, and these guys, when they get that much rank, it's just like they think they're pretty much. I mean, they're not really playing with a full deck anymore. They're nuts. So
well, anyway, they're arrogant. I mean, look at the fight between Douglas MacArthur and Harry Truman, where MacArthur literally came on out and went to the Congress and said, I'm really better at running this country than the president is, at which point Truman fired him. So, but again, it's enshrined in the Constitution. We're supposed to be under civilian leadership. But right now, it does look like all these military people that have surrounded Donald Trump, they're actually calling the shots. We've had a very slow-motion military coup d'etat. And that's a big reason why we are where we are, because the military, they love war. They love the smell of blood. They love all the money that gets poured into war. That's all they can think of is money and promotion.
This Korea thing, that in my opinion, they're just setting Trump up just to look like a fool, which he is. He looks like a fool. I don't think they're actually going to actually strike Korea with a military strike. They can't do that because Korea is going to destroy Seoul, South Korea, immediately at the same time. So that's why, I mean, even the South Koreans are not afraid from what I've read about it. They don't think anything's going to happen.
Trump looks like a fool. I wouldn't rule out an attempted decapitation strike. And I'm seeing all these articles that are coming on in where they're saying basically at this point the bluff and bluster is over, and Trump is seriously considering or rather the generals around Donald Trump are considering some kind of a military strike. And part of the reason they're doing that is because the only real threat presented to the United States by North Korea is they're refusing to bow down. They're refusing to be bullied, and that's emboldening other nations to stand up and say, well, we don't want to be pushed around by the United States either. And that's why there's a mindset in Washington, D.C. We have to make an example of North Korea, that you do not stand up against the American empire. Send in the legions and give them what for.
The only way they could run Kim out of there, I think it's possible. It might be possible that they're trying to launch some kind of an internal coup. I'm sure they've tried to make contacts with some of those guys in there.
I'm sure they have, but North Korea security keeps arresting the spies. What I'm hearing from like Paul Craig Roberts is there are people in Washington D.C. talking about just an unprovoked nuclear attack on Pyongyang. Just flatten the place, get rid of Kim Jong-un and his entire government and his military chain of command.
Okay, well, I hope that's not going to happen, but we'll just have to wait and see. I'll let you go, Mike.
I hope it's not going to happen either. I mean, Claire and I are feeling sort of a little vulnerable out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. All right, we're going to take another phone call. James in Atlanta, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike,
James, are you there?
NFL. Can you hear me, Mike?
I hear you now, yes.
Is the NFL a tax-exempt organization?
I don't believe so, but they certainly do get a lot of taxpayer funds to build their stadiums and everything.
Somebody mentioned today that that they could have something revoked that would cost them $1 billion, and it was some type of tax-exempt status. But do we have any way of researching any of these players, how much time or money they
It's on the net. I mean, some of these players they're making $10, $20, $40 million in their contracts. It's really insane. Anyway, listen, we're going to talk about this a little more in depth a little further in the show, but I want to finish up on the war zone. So, James, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And it would be interesting to find out. I imagine that the NFL organization itself might be considered a nonprofit, but certainly the owners of the teams and the players, they're just raking the bucks in like crazy. Getting on back to the war zones. Basically, at this point, it is looking like, barring a decapitation strike by the United States against Assad, that Assad is going to retain control of Syria. And now the new push is to get this new Kurdistan going. And they had their referendum. The voting is over. The official results will be coming out tomorrow. But at this point, it looks like a slam dunk. But the idea is basically to use the new Kurdistan to start carving out chunks from Iraq and Syria in order to weaken them. And, of course, that's been a big part of the U.S. Agenda. All the way back in 2001, Admiral Sabrowski outlined the U.S. strategy that all of the greater Middle East must be destroyed except for Israel, Jordan, and Lebanon. And I'm sure Israel's got their own designs on Lebanon. They still want that Litani River. So here's the problem. Right now, everybody is racing for the oil-rich eastern part of Syria, pitting these U.S.-backed forces, which now includes U.S. special forces, who were supposed to be there for medical assistance, and now they've been caught fighting with ISIS. And they're going up against the Russian-led coalition of Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah. And so we're heading into the nightmare scenario of direct conflict between the United States and Russia, two nuclear-armed superpowers. And the only way a clash can be avoided is if one party backs down, which does not seem likely at this point. Now, up in Europe, remember all the big stink about Russia's drills in Russia and Belarus? They hold them every 2 years, regular as clockwork. And this last one, last month, just finished up. Everybody's going home. And the media was saying, oh, Russia's getting ready to invade Europe. They only pretend it's a military drill, but they're getting ready to invade Europe. And, of course, it didn't happen. And I remember back during the last Cold War when it was always Russia's getting ready to attack this and Russia's getting ready to attack that. Never happened. But NATO is having their latest drill called Dragon 17, and they're very clearly exercising for a real war with Russia. They're not even trying to hide the fact that that's what they're getting ready to do. And again, do you see Russian warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico? Do you see Russian bombers flying next to American borders? No, you don't. Little factoid, right now the U.S. is providing military assistance to 73% of all the world's dictators. We're going to take a phone call from Apostle up there in New Jersey. Aloha, Apostle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Mike, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I was doing a lot of thinking over the weekend. And you know that the U.S. is backing this Kurdish army in Syria.
Yes, and in Iraq.
Yes, but they pretty much want to make like a Kurdistan.
Yes.
But I also read an article saying that Israel will also send in like 20,000 troops, whatever, to help them out.
I didn't read that Israel is sending 20,000 troops. I did read that Israel is planning to send 200,000 Israelis of Kurdish descent to settle the new Kurdistan. And that's
okay,
really what's making Iraq and Turkey very, very nervous, because if you look at those Kurdish independence rallies, there are all these flags of Israel flying back and forth. And Iraq is saying this would be a second Israel in the Middle East, and we already have our hands full with the one we've got.
Right. But, again, that's the same point that I was thinking about. You think that maybe they're going to do this so they can hit the Euphrates to make it the greater Israel?
Well, it could be that the long-term plan is to somehow take. I mean, there's a huge gap on the map between Kurdistan and Israel. But yeah, they may be looking at Kurdistan as a future component of Eretz Israel. I mean, that's certainly Israel's long-term goal. They've made no bones about it. If you look at the flag of Israel, those blue lines at the top and bottom represent the Nile and the Euphrates.
I'm pretty sure that the eraser marks are out there, whatever, so they can redo their lines, whatever, after they send in these 200,000 people, whatever, residence there.
Israel has never formally defined their borders. It's all written out with dry erase marker. Israel's never actually formalized a constitution for how their government is supposed to operate. And Israel won't commit to any borders because they don't like the borders they've got now. They want to grab a little bit more.
Right, but they're going to grab a hell of a lot more, whatever, if they make this Kurdistan, whatever, 200,000 people in there. Next thing you know is I'm pretty sure that the Kurds are going to be treated just as well as they treat the Palestinians.
I have no doubt of it whatsoever. Of course, part of the problem is that Iraq has been treating the Kurds very, very poorly. The Kurds represent the world's largest stateless ethnic group. I think there's something like 30 million of them.
Well, if you look at history, whatever, or any of the history books, whatever, I thought that the Jewish people considered them that. Not that they consider them the victims in every crime, whatever, that goes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Israel's a master at playing the victim card. And they do it over and over. And fortunately, everybody's now recognizing that's what Israel does with all these hate crime hoaxes. And, they fired a bottle rocket in to Israel. Oh, my hairstyle, I just had it done. And they launch a counterattack.
Right. And they're not launching bottle rockets back.
No. They're launching the very best that U.S. and Israel...
U.S. money can buy.
Yeah, that U.S. money can... That your tax money can buy is being dropped all over Gaza and Palestine. All right, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, turning over to Iran, we are still not getting a definitive word on what Donald Trump is planning on doing, but the leaking is that he is going to refuse to certify Iran's compliance with the P5+1 deal in October, next month, which is when it comes up for recertification, and that will give Congress the option of voting to add more sanctions to Iran or to end the deal. And there's a real problem with that, because Trump is talking about just canceling this agreement with Iran unilaterally. At the same time, he's trying to promise North Korea that if they'll surrender their nuclear weapons, the U.S. Will just leave them alone. And North Korea knows that that's absolutely a lie, even without the issue of the Iran deal, because they saw Libya surrender their nuclear weapons. The U.S. went in there. Syria surrendered their chemical weapons. The U.S. went in there. Iraq surrendered their chemical weapons. The U.S. invaded there. So North Korea has every reason to expect that the U.S. is gunning for them, and surrendering their nuclear weapons will not slow anything down. And if Trump ends that P5+1 deal, that's basically going to punctuate that reality, that when you are in the crosshairs of the U.S. government, you're going to be invaded, and it doesn't matter what you surrender, what compromises you make, what concessions you make, they're going to come and get you and regime change you and make you part of the New World Order's corporatocracy, which is going all over the world here. And also because so much of Europe is in favor of keeping the P5+1 deal. If Trump pulls out of the deal, it's going to damage our relations with many of our European partners, who are also going to realize you can't trust the U.S. government to keep a promise. We'll be right back after these few words.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go ahead and grab a phone call from Terry in Oregon. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, the big bad communists were the big threat when I was growing up. And
yes.
I want to do my part to fight the communists. Otherwise, the domino theory was going to take over and all these countries were going to fall and world communism was going to be our fate, you know, which is we're going to be slaves. So I went down and joined the Marine Corps, you know, and when I was filling out my papers, I had, there's about five questions. Are you a member of the Communist Party or you're your parents? And I had to say, certify I wasn't gay and all that sort of thing. And we went to fight communists over in Vietnam and we went over I Corps. But today, the troops got to realize they're fighting for communism. They're fighting for world communism is what they're doing, but they're not calling it that. You know, it's completely opposite of what we were doing. Now, the other day, you mentioned that they have these people they hire to fight these wars for us, and they're not going to be dedicated because they're not part of our country, you know, not defending our country. Well, today, they're not defending our country anyway, so our troops, our American troops, might have the same problem. You know, they're going to realize, you know, that they're not defending America, and they're going to think, you know, why are we doing this? And they might have the same problem, you know, that these foreign troops might have, that we hire for mercenaries. And they should know that, you know, they're not going to call it communism, but that's what they're really fighting for, and that's just my opinion.
Well, I'm sure. Have you ever read the treatise called "War's a Racket" by Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler?
Oh yeah, he's my hero.
Yeah,
3 years he put in.
Yes, and he's famous for that "War's a Racket," where I mean, he played the game and he followed all his orders, and then when he retired, he looked back over his career and realized that nothing he had done in 33 years in the Marine Corps had been to defend the United States of America. It was all about going into other countries and leaving them wide open for American corporations to plunder. And it's still going on today. This is all driven, again, in Syria. They're racing to capture control of the oil fields. This is a war between the U.S. Well, I'm glad you made it through alive.
Yeah, and, well, I just had that one combat tour, you know, and so I made it through, and I'm realizing the same thing he did. But today, yep. You know, we're fighting for Israel. We're fighting for greater Israel. We shouldn't be there at all. I mean, it's just a waste of money, waste of lives, waste of, and we're going in destroying these people. And I think the troops somehow are going to get the message. I know they're young and naive, you know, and they may not, but.
Some of them are like Lieutenant Aaron Watata. If it got through to him, it's getting through to a lot. Unfortunately, when you're in the war zone and you try and speak out or express any doubts, the military will sort of discourage you from doing that. We have to take a break for station identification. Terry, thank you very much for the phone call. And again, glad you made it through your military service in one piece. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.